The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Come on.
Please hang up and try again.
Chair, it's Thursday night, 8 o'clock, and you're listening to Kayak Christian Radio. I'm Chip Gibson. And, Thursday night, seems like it's been a long week. And the heat has been incredible here in the ATL. Still waiting on a couple of folks to dial in. Special treat for you tonight. We have joining us as a special guest host, Mr. David Foyt from NRS. And good evening, David. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
All right, man. Welcome to Kayak Fishing Radio. Like I said, a couple more folks will probably dial in over the next few minutes, and we'll get a better roundtable going. But tell us where you're from, David, and tell us a little bit about, you know, the basic spiel, the intro spiel on NRS.
Awesome. NRS is located in Moscow, Idaho, and that's actually where I reside right now. You know, we've been in business in the paddle sports industry and rafting industry since 1972, so quite a few years there. And, you know, we kind of progressed along the way as a kind of, whitewater company, and now we're kind of dabbling in all aspects of the paddle sports industry, including kayak fishing. Up here we have a lot of, you know, lakes and reservoirs and stuff. You know, we primarily do a lot of bass fishing. You know, we have northern pike and good steelhead and salmon runs pretty close by too. So we can kind of play in a few different things for fishing, but one big intriguing thing with NRS this year is, that we transitioned over to a 100% employee-owned company, so that's pretty awesome too.
That's pretty cool. And, guys get to have a say in the direction that the company's going to go. You said that the owner decided that he had got what he wanted and created what he wanted out of it, and now he's just going to let the employees take the direction. Is that right?
Yeah. Bill, before he started this company, was a business professor at the University of Oregon. And, kind of how the company started is, you know, him and his buddies couldn't really find gear, good quality gear. And, that's when he started, looking into materials and started building dry bags and some other things for the rafting industry. And, then it kind of progressed, got larger and bigger and, more product got introduced. And, his biggest goal was always, wanting to build a business that people, felt comfortable with doing business with, made it easy for people to buy products, get good quality product at a reasonable price. And, our passion for the paddle sports industry, everybody has their own, intrigues with the, what they do, whether it's a touring, canoeing, whatever, all of us are very passionate about it. So, it's just a good point this year to do that and transition that over to employees.
Mm-hmm. And so I'm looking at your website for the folks that are maybe listening in on a phone or something like that. NRS, that's N as in November, R, Romeo, S, Sierra. NRS.com is your website. And for folks who are not familiar with NRS, Like I said when we were talking before the show, I'm a big fan of the Boundary boot, the high top neoprene boot. That's just, I mean, that's my preferred footwear in a kayak. And also, folks might recognize the big blue river rafts. Basically, I mean that's when I think of NRS, I see those big blue rafts. In fact, I was watching one of those Discovery Channel Hunt for Big Fish, and they were down towards the Amazon somewhere, and here they come with big blue NRS boats, and they pumped them up and took off down, I think it was actually like the Roosevelt or something like that river that they were doing a fish survey on, but they were using NRS boats. It was pretty cool.
Yep. Yeah, the Boundary shoe is, pretty unique shoe, and, you know, with the name, the Boundary, it was kind of designed for the Boundary waters, you know, in the Midwest there, and, you know, just a good portage boot. You can walk in and out of water, you know, with that. And it's actually taped, so it's waterproof, so you don't get that saturation, or cold contact right away. And it's nice for kayak fishing, just getting into your boat on the shoreline, but also if you dangle your feet over the side of your boat, you know, it's a great boot for that.
Right.
Just the simple fact that it's waterproof with the taping and everything. And it's going to provide tons of warmth, too.
Yeah, it stays comfortable. I mean, you know, sometimes you get out there on the boat, and I mean, I'm fishing East Coast, West Coast of Florida, Gulf Coast, and sometimes it'll be cool in the morning to a cold start, you know, so you're peeling off layers and stuff. But I just leave the boots on, and it stays comfortable. And like I say, you can get out of the boat and wade around. You don't have to. It's got kind of the rubberized bottom on it, so you can. You can walk around, not have to worry too much about oysters, but I mean, they're not, it's not, nothing is oyster proof, but, but they will help if you do make a misstep and, the boot will take the licking instead of your ankle bone. I'm a big fan of them, and I think it would be cool. I've got some kin that live out in Colorado and stuff, so maybe the whitewater thing is in my future, but, I like the idea of the bigger boat. I'm not one of those little whitewater kayak kind of guys, but it's kind of cool. So
yeah, we do quite a bit of stuff with, you know, local government agencies and, you know, Fish and Wildlife, DNR stuff, and actually our frames that we put on those rafts, we can kind of customize them. So we do a lot of fish survey, you know, setups and, you know, full raft setups for them for that. So it's pretty intriguing to see that stuff. There's a lot that goes into one of those frame setups for them.
Right. And then you guys do life jackets. I think the Chinook is a rather popular one. And then I'm just picking up, so the Ronnie Fisher, is that like a offshoot of you guys, or is that just on your website?
No, that's a company out of North Carolina, Asheville.
Oh, okay.
North Carolina.
Yeah, that's Asheville.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
So you guys
there.
Okay.
For
the Chinook is a real popular fishing one.
Yeah, it is. It's a mesh back platform. You know, it's really nice for those high back seats that, you know, we typically see with sit on tops. And, you know, it's got, you know, sufficient enough buoyancy, you know, for all the U.S. Coast Guard regulations and everything, and tons of pockets and features for kayak fishermen or fly fishermen. You know, one intriguing part of that jacket, there's actually a little rod holder kind of built into it. There's a little loop down at the waist, and, you know, if you need to retie, instead of, like, putting your rod back into the rod holder, you can just kind of lash it to your PFD and retie if you need to. And so there's a lot of little things that were built into that jacket to make it more appealing and, you know, focused with fishing.
Right. Speaking of kayak fishermen, got my buddy Matt, the Yak Chum from New Jersey. Now we're stretching from Moscow, Idaho, New Jersey to Atlanta. Good evening, Matt. How are you, buddy?
Hey, good evening, Chip. Thanks for having me on. How's it going?
Hey, I'm doing well, Matt. Tonight we've got David Foyt from NRS. We're chatting with him here on Buzzards Row.
Hey, David. How you doing? Matt Trucks here, Jackson Kayak Fishing Team, and I call in every Thursday and talk with Chip and the guys.
Awesome. Good to chat with you tonight.
Matt, do you have any NRS equipment on your boat?
I actually have NRS boots that I wear with dry gear in the wintertime that I love, by the way.
Are they boundary boots or are they the lower top boots?
Those are the medium top boots. They're like, I guess they come up about 6 inches. I forget the exact model of them or exact model name.
It's probably the paddle wet shoe that you have there.
Yeah, I think so.
Great piece of gear, though. I was telling him, I like the boundary boot, the tall, you know, kind of knee-high boot. It's my favorite. So, but
it's the one with the nice tread on the bottom for the slippery rocks that I have to drop in on sometimes.
The boat launches and stuff, right?
Yeah, when you use boat launches, it works good for that. Any sharp areas, like shells, that kind of stuff, those boots are great. They protect the socks on the dry gear. That's mainly why I wear them, and they are warm when it's freezing cold out.
Yeah, in Jersey, you guys, what's the water temperature right now, Matt?
I was out last weekend, and we were down into the high 60s, 68 now, around there.
68 in water temp, yeah. And David, you're in Moscow, Idaho, and I heard that the cold fronts are starting to push down y'all's way. You're going to see early snow this year.
Yeah, it's kind of in the forecast. It kind of pushes a little bit east of here, though, when it starts to really circulate down. So, eastern Montana is kind of where the brunt of that's probably going to take place, and then into the Midwest. Right now, I mean, we've been in the 80s, and, you know, probably about the same water temperature. It definitely cools down, but, you know,
right.
It's kind of getting that fall stage over here. Not quite cold like... You know, I think I spoke to someone in the Upper Peninsula, and they were expecting snow flurries last night. I don't know if that took place or not, but it's just way too early.
and as we are all looking forward to in a few more weeks, October 10th through the 14th, we'll be all meeting. We'll have a chance to meet face-to-face down at Cars Park for the Boondoggle, the kayak fishing Boondoggle. And this is Boondoggle X. David will be there representing NRS, and your Southeast rep will be there also, probably?
Yeah, he'll be there. His name is Luke Adams, and he covers 13 states for us, and Florida is definitely one of his states he covers. And, yeah, he'll be down there, and he's another kayak fisherman for the company. He definitely enjoys it.
Mm-hmm. And is he talking up, you know, redfish, trout? What's he telling you about it?
He's never been to Cars Park either, but he's had a little bit more experience, you know, with the coastal areas for fishing-wise.
Uh-huh.
We're both super stoked on it. It'll be interesting to do this venue, and I'm stoked to give, you know, people more information about NRS and just kind of promote kayak fishing in general and give people some extra knowledge and go out there and hang out with them, too, and catch some fish.
And there will be a guy, if you get a chance, that's going to be doing some offshore stuff, taking like mother trips out, and he's got some Hobies, the Outbacks that he puts up on his boat, and that's Alex Goritschke, and he'll be doing that out there. If you get an opportunity, you probably get an opportunity for maybe some amberjack, maybe some snapper. Maybe a cobia, maybe not a big one, but there'll probably be a cobia running around out there, so that could be fun for you. Are you a fly fisherman, or you said bass fishing? So
yeah, you know, primarily I focus on bass fishing and northern pike fishing for myself. But you know, growing up in Idaho, the rivers were so close by, and that's kind of why I got to where I'm at right now and working with NRS is, you know, I always grew up doing that and fly fishing for trout. You know, that's something I learned how to do at a very young age. Yep.
Mm-hmm. And you guys have I guess this is the first time I've seen him just kind of buzzing through your website here. You've actually got kind of a drift boat now, and it's an inflatable. That's kind of cool looking.
Yep, absolutely. You know, we're our regular rafts are very popular for rivers, more West Coast stuff too. But, you know, the drift boats, you know, performance-wise, you just can't go wrong with those. You know, they're very agile, very maneuverable on the rivers. And, you know, last couple of years we looked at, you know, the materials. It's called a drop stitch PVC, and it allows you to build a rigid kind of platform. And we're kind of combining, you know, the durability of going with like inflatable bouncing off of rocks and stuff on the river, and then adding that performance of that drift boat into it. And it's done very well for us. Yep.
So that's cool. It's kind of like the your big blue rafts. It's got a framework that once you get the hull inflated, then it makes it rigid. Got some aluminum diamond plate up front and stuff, some nice looking seats there. It's probably a little easier for an old guy like me to stand in than in a kayak, so that's kind of cool.
Yeah, it's super comfortable standard. And then we add lean bars and thigh hooks and stuff to it, so if you get into a decent little whitewater run, you can kind of lock yourself in and kind of brace yourself, which is nice.
Very cool. Expand on that and make it a little bit narrower and turn it into a kayak. That'd be kind of neat.
Yeah.
I don't know about all the metal parts and stuff, but so that's really cool. Life jackets, some clothing, you know, Hydra Skin and stuff like that. You guys are got some pretty cool stuff going on, NRS. So when was the last time you had an opportunity to fish, David?
I was actually out last weekend. I did a multi-day solo trip. You know, it was just the right time for me, and went up to Coeur d'Alene Lake of northern Idaho here and just packed a bivy sack and some food and went out and camped out and caught some fish.
Nice.
Spent Friday night, Saturday night, came back Sunday midday, and, you know, it was definitely a long time out there on the water just paddling along and, you know, finding a good place to hunker down for the night. And it's pretty nice.
Very cool. And on the Big Sky area out in the Wild West there. Nice. Sounds like something you would do, Matt.
I'd love to do that.
So David, Matt is from New Jersey, fishes offshore and goes after these big giant striped bass. He's been, you know, bothering us with all this talk about going out and catching hundreds of fish every weekend. What'd you do last weekend, Matt? How'd you do on the fluke?
I ended up with one real nice fish, 22.5-inch flounder. Actually, I didn't fish too long. It was Heroes on the Water outing, so I took a veteran fishing. And
cool.
He did pretty good. He caught a bunch of small fish, but had a good time. So, yeah.
I was going to say, how many folks showed up to the Heroes on the Water event?
I think we had 88 total.
Nice.
And
you guys were out at the
Coast Guard Auxiliary, too, so that's another 10 people.
And the Coast Guard Station 1 there on the point?
Yep.
Very nice.
It was nice. The Coast Guard hosted us for lunch in their galley. That's always pretty cool. It's kind of
good
like
food.
A public off-limits to the public place, you know?
Right.
And we get, yeah, special treatment. It's nice.
Were there any big fish caught for the weekend?
On that outing, I think the biggest fish was 24, and it was a flounder. A couple bluefish were caught, decent size.
Nobody got their fingers cut off?
Nah.
Have you ever fished for bluefish, David?
I have not.
Yeah, they call them choppers, or actually they're like stinking. They're worse than barracuda. They'll hit a bait ball of pogies or menhaden, and it'll just be an oil slick after about 15 minutes.
Oh wow!
Yeah, they'll chop right through.
Yeah, they'll cut right through monofilament, and I don't think braid holds up too long after a few hits on them. But they go from any size to, yeah, like anywhere from like 12 inches for little ones to, I don't know, what's the biggest bluefish you've ever seen, Matt?
I had one that was 34 inches this year, or earlier in the spring. That's a you don't want that thing grabbing a hold of your leg, I'll tell you that.
No, throwing that up in the boat with you. Yeah. So,
my little safety, I get a Boga grip on them.
Yeah. Stick and, something else in your mouth, in their mouth beside your finger, right?
Exactly.
Most saltwater fish have teeth, and people forget about that. And these guys come out, they're like little piranhas, man. They're just little sharp teeth all around their jaw, and they're just crazy. No stripers, man? Nothing moving yet?
Starting to show up. All night fishing this time of year, so I've got to get out there at night. That's the big thing. As soon as the water temps start dropping down into the mid-60s, you start to see them more.
Uh-huh.
And it's
you guys
always
go out.
Fish around.
They'll go out around dark and then come back in around sunup, right?
Yeah, basically.
Yeah.
And then go to work.
And then go to work.
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit more about kayak fishing out west there, David. What so rivers, lakes?
Yeah, we have a lot of large volume reservoirs here, big dams and everything, and main fishing for those lakes and reservoirs is smallmouth bass. Coeur d'Alene has one of the best fisheries for both largemouth and smallmouth. And our state record smallmouth, I think, is 9 pounds 6 ounces, I believe, and the largemouth is up 10.5. We also have some fish out here that have a little bit of teeth. I don't think they're as aggressive as those bluefish for sure, but, we do have tiger muskie and northern pike. And if you want to try to focus for those, you definitely have to throw on a steel leader. Otherwise, you'll be losing a lot of lures.
Freshwater fish with teeth, huh?
Yep. Yeah, nice. The pike usually are the more aggressors out of everything. You just have to have, something flashy, something vibrant in colors, and they'll definitely attack that. The muskie are a little bit more difficult to kind of catch, and usually have to throw quite a few casts at one fish even to make it think about, going after your lure.
Mm-hmm.
We close by here, we have a couple big rivers that, merge together, and that river flows into the Columbia Gorge, which flows into the ocean, and we get a real good steelhead run and salmon run up from there through all the locks and dams.
Nice.
Yeah.
And so how many folks?
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, go ahead, Matt.
Oh no, it's not fishing related. I was just wondering, is Keen a part of NRS? Is it a part of the company or?
One more time with that name.
Keen, they make footwear.
Oh, no. One thing with us is, we kind of, we dabble in quite a few areas of sales. So we do have our NRS.com website, which is, our retail website, and we do distribute for Keen, Chaco, Astral Footwear, a few other companies that we distribute for. Then we also have our dealer network, and those are shops and stuff that sell NRS, resell NRS gear there. And then we also do government agencies and college university programs and kind of everything. But what you're noticing on that site, NRS.com, is just a distributed product.
Understood. I wasn't sure because I love their products too.
They make good stuff. Yep.
Yeah.
So what kind of stuff? You're coming to the boondoggle. Are you going to show up? What kind of NRS products are you going to bring to show off down there?
We will definitely have a Chinook. That's our biggest strong point at this time in the kayak fishing industry is the Chinook PFD or life
mm-hmm.
jacket. So we'll have some demos there for people to try out. If they never tried on one before, they can take it out all day. Just bring it back at the end of the day, drop it off at the booth. And
cool.
We'll have our tailwater tackle bag there if anybody wants to try that out. It's basically a soft, tackle bag that will fit in the back of most kayak fishing, sit-on-tops out there, and really good storage space and everything. And then we'll have a bunch of apparel. And the apparel, really, I don't think we'll let anybody, take it out and demo it unless they forget something and conditions change and they really need something to help them out. But we're going to do a couple product clinics or more instructional clinics on layering. You know, we're going to cover all aspects of the year, super hot conditions, what to be, looking for apparel, what to wear, what to consider, and then kind of progress all the way into the extreme cold, freezing months of the year and how to kind of dress appropriately for that.
Right.
Yep.
And then before the show, we were talking and you said you're into the stand-up paddleboard thing. And I'm seeing that you guys actually have some NRS boards now.
Yeah. It's the same material that drift boat, the inflatable drift boat's built out of. And, when the SUP industry took off, several years ago now, we started looking at, SUP boards and what we should build. And, since we have that knowledge base with inflatables, it was a no-brainer for us to, start building, inflatable SUP boards, which is nice, packability. You can take them on vacation with you. So if you have that nice, vacation coming up to some, tropical islands and stuff, you can take your board with you. And, if you're a fisherman, that's definitely nice. You don't have to worry about shipping it down there, finding, a rental company. You just take your board with you and fish off of it too.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, now, thinking in the past, folks think inflatables, they think, inner tubes or something like that. But I mean, this is a pretty heavy duty material. I've been in some of your big blue boats. And I mean, this is something that folks have been fishing out of for years, like drift boats and things like that. So, it's not something you got to worry about hanging a hook into or something like that.
Yeah. And, if you do puncture a tube with like a hook, we usually include some hatch repair stuff that is pretty quick and easy to repair a hole like that. There can be some instances, rebar, something in the water that, could put a bigger hole out, and then you're going to have to, find shoreline and do a repair that will probably take at least 24 hours to kind of cure up and be good again. But, that's our
alligator.
Yeah, that's a lot of our stuff is, built and durable for multiple days of use, commercial grade, outfitter grade stuff. And, with the SUP boards, it's definitely progressed over to that too, with that design and the durability of the boards.
Right. Well, that
and
would
fishing
be
off of, pretty awesome for sight fishing too. I don't know if you've ever attempted to fish off of the SUP board, but it's pretty sweet.
No, I have like a really large head, and it throws my balance off really bad. I'm just joking, man. I stand up, but I stand up in my native. What boards would you suggest fishing off of? I see there's several here: Czar, Valencia, Earl, Baron.
We used to have a board actually called the Reel SUP board, and REEL. We got rid of that this year, but it was actually a super wide, stable platform with a square tail on the back, so you get nice stability. And we added Scotty patch, glue-on patches to it, so you can accommodate rod holders and, a tri-mount if you want to. And we kind of went away from it. Maybe down the road we'll look at doing something again. But right now, if you're looking at our lineup, I would recommend like the Baron. The Baron is our widest, most stable platform that we have, and that's super important for gear and stability. You set the hook on a fish, you don't want to worry about falling backward in the water. So stability is a big thing to get that wider, bigger. Yeah. That's what you're kind of looking for.
Yeah. No, I see. I just did a quick Google search on the NRS reel inflatable, and I see a picture of a guy in a hat here working a bass, sitting on top of a Yeti or something. It's pretty cool looking. And
yeah,
it was just all. Go ahead.
There's a YouTube video of the NRS reel. You can pull that one up, and that's actually me fishing on Coeur d'Alene Lake on that board for pike.
Nice. Cool. Sups and nice fishing stuff. You guys got dry bags and. So how many folks are working there at NRS?
You know, give or take, 70, mid-70s. You know, at this location, we have a couple warehouses here in town. And, you know, Moscow's a pretty small community. It's a university town. But I want to say besides the university, NRS is the largest employer in Moscow.
Right. So are all your boats and the clothing and stuff made there in Moscow, or is it just assembled, or what?
We do light manufacturing here. The majority of our apparel and our accessories and everything are built overseas. All of our rafts, or I shouldn't say all of them, 90% of our boats are built down in Mexico. So here we primarily are just have our offices and storage, you know, warehouse. All the product is shipped here, and from here we distribute it out.
Are all the employees into paddle sports, or pretty much, or
yourself? You know, we have a variety of people, you know, and their interest in paddle sports. You know, some just do SUP, some are kayak fishermen, some are fly fishermen, some are guides for raft companies. You know, touring, sea kayaking, canoeing. We have a nice mix, which makes it pretty sweet for developing products.
Sure.
You know, we have, a say-so in the development of something, and, you know, we might be looking at something for more sea kayaking, and we can bring in a few people that know a little bit more about that and have more experience to help us develop that.
Nice. And you guys have some real nifty little safety items that I encourage everybody to carry with them on a boat or diving, and those are your NRS knives.
Oh. Yeah, the pilot knives and the co-pilot.
Yes. They're well protected. You can strap them onto your PFD there, and they're real nice piece of gear. I like that NRS, the captain's rescue knife. It's got that little hook in where you can. If you get a hold of some big giant shark or hung up on an alligator or something like that, that'd be nice to be able to disconnect yourself.
Yeah, that knife I throw into my glove box in my vehicle too, just for cutting the seat belts and everything. If you come up on an accident, or with us, we have a lot of highways and roads that follow river channels and stuff. So if there's ever an issue, you know, vehicle going into the water, you can cut that seat belt really quick.
Cool.
Just in case you get carjacked in Idaho.
What's that?
I was just kidding. I was just saying, just in case you get carjacked in Idaho.
Yeah.
I don't think that's going to happen.
The NRS knife, I really like the knife sheath, how it connects to the lash tab. I'd love to see other accessories that connect to that lash tab, because us fishing guys, we don't really use that much, but that's the perfect thing for it, is the knife sheath.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I always warn people before they put that sheath on there, you really need to think about where you want your handle positioned. You know, some people like to have that handle pointing straight out the top to the side, but once you get that sheath on that lash tab, you really can't get it back off. So it's kind of meant that way. You know, the only thing that needs to come off is the knife off that little push pin on both sides of that sheath that you compress, and then that knife pops off.
Yeah, I seen a YouTube video about how to get it off the lash tab using a butter knife.
Yep.
Still doesn't look easy.
No, but it safety items, PFDs, knives in case you're getting in trouble. I mean, started, you know, scuba diving when I was a kid down in South Florida and stuff, and there was just one thing you never went in the water without. And now, more than ever, you know, the things that we worried about were getting tangled up in somebody's wad of monofilament that was hung up around a wreck. Now you get tangled up in some braid, and the little serrated edge on those knives would really be handy to have if you're trying to cut yourself away from some braid, or just hung up on something. And I know I've seen guys, on the coast of Georgia here, we start getting those big giant tides, you know, where you'll get a swing of like 9-foot tides. And when that water starts rushing out and stuff, you'll get caught up in it. And if you're fighting a fish or something, and all of a sudden you get hung up on a snag and you've got, you know, 20-pound braid on your rod, you're not going to break it, you know. And so you're either going to lose your gear or you need something quick that you can access and cut it and free yourself up so you can get back under control. So nice pieces of gear.
I always get the, you know, the comment, you know, I'll never ever use that thing, but, you know, it's better to have it and not need it than not to have it at all. Same.
Absolutely.
I always suggest people, you know, a whistle too, and a light, you know, some sort of light on your boat, you know, PFD definitely. You know, there's some things out there that'll definitely make your paddling experience safer.
Right. And like you say, you may never, ever, you hope that you never need it. You absolutely hope. But that's one piece of gear that I'll buy with hopes that I never have to use it. Well, we're coming around the hour. I don't know. You got any, I mean, I've been to every boondoggle. It kind of got started a few years back. We were looking what we could do. You know, I'm here doing the kayak fishing radio thing, and the guys from Yak Angler, and we said, how about we just like put a pin in the map and everybody show up and go fishing? And yeah. So that's how it started. And we started off, the first one was in Jacksonville, Florida. We've been to Virginia Beach. We've been down to Chukaloski, down in the Everglades. We've been to Pensacola, Florida, and the Panhandle. We hope to start expanding out. Actually, the hope was that everybody would just start hanging out together, you know, kind of like the old rendezvous concept of the fur trade, the trappers and all the, you know, the wilderness people to get together and just share stories and stuff like that. So I think you're in for a treat there for your first boondoggle, especially at Cars. It's a big venue. There's a lot of people that show up. I think last year we did it at Cars. There were, I think upwards of 500 people on Saturday, you know, local folks coming in and stuff like that. There was somehow the fishing wasn't that great, but I know that there was one redfish that was caught. It was 51 inches. That was Charlie from Jacksonville, another Heroes on the Water kind of guy. And we caught some dink trout and redfish and stuff, but it was just fun being out on the water. And you'll get to meet some of the other folks if you've not met any. Well, you probably have at some of the outdoor retailer and stuff like that, so you probably know Woody from Native and some of those guys.
Yeah, I've definitely hung out with Woody several times and all the Yak Angler guys. And
are you a PBR drinker?
I will have a PBR occasionally. So I'm more of a bourbon fan than anything.
Ah, so then Adam is more your drinking buddy.
Working in the
bourbon industry there.
Questions over the last couple years that I've known him.
Yep. Right. So you plan on fishing this weekend, David? You going back out? Do a little more. Walk about there, paddle about?
This weekend, you know, my daughter's down coming out with me, so it'll be a nice time. We'll probably just do some trout and bass fishing, but it's nice to get her out on the kayak too and kind of introduce her to fishing out of that.
Definitely. Very cool, taking the kids out fishing, teaching a kid to fish. My son started kayak fishing when he was 9. He's 15 now. He's one of the junior anglers on the Native team, and we fished the two Adventure Fishing World Champions, Kayak Fishing Championships. We fished both of them down the Everglades and paddled. I think the first year we paddled 17 miles in the day, and I don't think we caught a single fish. And then last year down in Flamingo, we paddled probably about 12 miles, not so much. We didn't make all of the points, but he did catch the largest trout for the event. So, but a lot of fun, a lot of fun fishing with kids. So, David, NRS, in your position at NRS, you're like you're one of the employee owners, right? So,
yeah, for sure. And I guess my title would be wholesale account manager, and I cover 15 states for NRS. Kind of starts in the Dakotas and into the Midwest, all the Great Lakes areas, down to Kentucky, and then straight out to Virginia and up to PA. So quite a big area. But.
Okay, cool. And you'll be joining everybody at the Boondoggle in Cars Park, October 10th through the 14th. Bringing some NRS gear to show off, some of the PFDs and you're actually going to do some of the show and tell events there, do a little how to layer up and stuff like that. So folks can look forward to that. Folks will be listening to the podcast. They can also see NRS gear at NRS.com. Is there any other place that they can, if they got questions or something like that before the Boondoggle?
You know, they can always email us directly, you know, if they have any questions. Nice thing is you call the NRS phone number, you're gonna get someone, you know, 100% of the time to respond to you and answer your questions. But my general suggestion is, you know, if you go on NRS.com, check out our dealer locator. We have tons of shops and stuff throughout the United States that carry our products, and, you know, whether it's someone in the Southeast or someone up in the Midwest, you know, if you have some questions about NRS gear, you can certainly go that route.
I just popped it in there, and I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 within reasonable distance from me here in the Atlanta metro area in Georgia. So awesome.
Yep.
Very good. So when my boundaries wear out, I could go find me another pair somewhere.
Absolutely. Yep.
Absolutely. Well, David, it's been a real pleasure having you on the show. And if you'll hang on just a second, Matt's going to tell us what he's doing for fishing this weekend.
I got the CBKA tournament. It's on Saturday.
What is that
tournament
stand for?
On the I believe it's Chesapeake Bay Kayak Anglers or Kayak Association, one of the two.
Uh-huh.
But they're putting on a tournament down on the Chesapeake Bay, right by the Chesapeake Bay Bridge, which connects eastern Maryland with Annapolis. I'm not sure which town's on the other side, Kent Island.
Watch out for those Naval Academy folks over there.
Yeah, that's actually the blue claw crab central of the world over there. So hopefully I'll get some crab dinner. That'd be cool.
Nice.
But I'm looking forward to it. Seems like a cool tournament. They catch some small stripers down there, small bluefish, small croaker. Everything's small, so I'll be basically bringing my freshwater rod and catching saltwater fish. So that'll be something different. But
nice.
the charities that it supports is Make-A-Wish Foundation of the Mid-Atlantic and the Chesapeake Bay Conservation Association, I believe it is.
That's a good thing.
Should be a good time.
Awesome.
Although it's supposed to be windy and raining, so. But we're on kayaks to get wet anyway. I don't really care.
The fish are wet. You're going to get wet, so just go on out there and do it. So.
That's it. It should be a good time.
All right. Thanks for calling in, Matt. Again, back to David.
Wow.
David, appreciate you joining us here tonight on Kayak Fishing Radio, man. Anything you got left to say before we call it a night?
No, looking forward to the Boondoggle, and, you know, I'll get to meet you down there, and,
yep.
You know, anybody else listening in to the podcast here, you know, we'll have a booth set up, and feel free to come by and introduce yourself, and we'll chat for a while.
And go fishing, right?
Yep, absolutely. Can't forget about
take
that.
Take some time to finish. There you go. All right, man. Yeah, thanks again.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, I got one other thing.
Okay.
Oh, go check out my website, theplastichull.net. I put a new intro video up there last night. It's pretty cool. So check it out.
You did an intro video? You did it yourself?
Yeah, it's right. It did. It's right on my homepage. Theplastichull.net. It's pretty cool.
Plastichull.net. That's Matt Truck's Yak Chum. Okay. All right. Thanks again, David, and we look forward to meeting you down at the Boondoggle. Do you have anything else?
No. You know, if we're going to be fishing, Luke and myself, we'll be going out in the mornings, too, if anybody wants to go out and fish with us. Besides that,
definitely,
we'll be back at Vendor Village in the afternoon and evening.
All right. We'll look forward to it and hopefully put you on some big redfish while you're there.
Awesome. I'm looking forward
to that. Away from the alligators. All right. Hang on just a second, man. We're going to close it out here for the night. So, folks, that's been David Foyt, the wholesale manager there from NRS, and he's going to join everybody at the Boondoggle 10 to 14 October. That's down at Cars Park. If you're not familiar with it, kayakfishingboondoggle.com. Check it out, yakangler.com, or a link on Kayak Fishing Radio. So we'll see you next week, and tight lines, take a kid fishing, and, man, nrs.com. Thanks for being on. We'll see you guys next week. I'm Chip Gibson. It's Kayak Fishing Radio. Good night.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then, taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.